There's a famous question that's asked on the beginning of our parsha. Our parsha that begins, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe b'Har Sinai l'emor, Hashem said to Moshe at Har Sinai, saying, there's a famous question that's asked by the Sifra as to why exactly we need to know explicitly that the mitzvah that's coming, the mitzvah that begins in Pasuk Bet of our parsha, the mitzvah of Shemitah, was told at Har Sinai. And so the Sifra answers that the same way that the mitzvah of Shemitah, all of its general klalim and specifications, all of its general rules and its specifications and its details were given at Har Sinai, so too every single mitzvah in the Torah, its general rules, its general klalim, and its specific specifications were given at Har Sinai as well. What I think is interesting is that specifically the pasuk says, "Vayedaber Hashem Moshe b'Har Sinai." HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. We believe, one of our fundamental beliefs as Jews, is that all of the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. Moshe Kibel Torah mi Sinai, says the beginning of Pirkei Avos. And what I think is a question that we have to ask ourselves is, what is the significance of Har Sinai in Kabbalah's Torah and accepting the Torah? What can we learn from Har Sinai about our perspectives, about the way in which we should approach Torah, about the way in which we can approach mitzvot in the Torah? And so earlier this week in the Igeret HaRamban Chabura that some of you participated in, we learned that one of the qualities that the Ramban expresses to his son is the quality of anava, is the quality of humility, of recognizing that in comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I really am small. That in comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I really am not even a comparison. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so much greater, and that feeling of anava, of humility, of recognizing my strengths and my weaknesses, should lead to Yiras Hashem, should lead to awe of God. Because when we think about our place vis-a-vis God, it should lead to a feeling of the greatness of God, and in many ways the perspective that we as human beings do not measure up. And what we learn, says the Medrash, what we learn from Har Sinai is this quality of anava, that Har Sinai was not the largest of all of the mountains, that Har Sinai was not the most colorful of all of the mountains or the greatest of all of the mountains. Rather, Har Sinai was the lowest of the mountains in the area. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Har Sinai to be the place upon which the Torah was given, to teach us that we should not approach our Torah experiences with feelings of haughtiness. Rather, we should approach our Torah experiences with feelings of humility and feelings of anava, and recognizing that in comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so much greater than us, that we should have awe and fear of Him. And I think this insight of understanding that the significance of Har Sinai, one of the significance at least, of the fact that the Torah was given on Har Sinai, and the fact that it teaches us about this quality of anava, this quality of humility that leads to Yiras Hashem, in many ways can allow us to understand this question of Ma Inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai in a more significant manner. When thinking about why specifically it was the mitzvah of Shmita that taught us this idea, that taught us these ideals, Shmita is a mitzvah that in reality is very hard for us as human beings to understand. Every single year for the first 6 years of a farmer's experience, he has to work the land on a day-in, day-out basis in order for it to produce food. In many ways, that was the punishment given to Adam HaRishon, given to Adam HaRishon and Bereishis, that he would have to work the land in order for it to produce food. And so for 6 years of a farmer's experience, he has to work that land in an intensive way in order for that food to be produced, in order for him to eat it and to sell it and to create a parnasa for his family. And yet that farmer in year 7 is told, don't work the land. Give it a break. Give it a rest. And in many ways, that mitzvah of Shemitah runs counterintuitive. It's counterintuitive to the way that we approach our natural world, that in order for something to grow, we as human beings have to work it. It's counterintuitive. And what I think this idea teaches us about Har Sinai being an example of anava, teaching us the quality of anava, is that we have to approach our mitzvah observance with this quality of anava. That the same way that the mitzvah of Shemitah runs counterintuitive to our understanding of the world and the way that it functions, and yet we're still commanded and still expected to keep that mitzvah anyway. I think what prompts a farmer to keep that mitzvah is the fact that that farmer really believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rounds the world. That farmer has anava. He doesn't have gaiva to say, I know better. I know better to work this land. because I know that that's the way that it's going to produce, but rather a farmer that keeps the mitzvah of Shemitah is demonstrating that quality of anava, that I don't know better than a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world in his way, and that I have fear of him and I have awe of him. And so therefore I keep this mitzvah, recognizing that I don't know better than a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but rather a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one that runs the world. And so therefore, Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai, it's because what we learn from Har Sinai and what we learn from Shemitah is that our Torah, our Shmiras Torah and our Shmiras Mitzvos stems from that quality that a farmer that observes Shemitah demonstrates and stems from the quality that Har Sinai demonstrates. Har Sinai teaches us this quality of Anava, and a farmer that observes Shemitah demonstrates the quality of Anava. And accepting that I don't know better than a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and I am subservient to him. And so therefore, as we think about this week's Parsha, as we think about our Kabbalah Satorah, which is coming in a few weeks, one thing for us to work on is this Midah of Anava, of recognizing that in my relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the qualities that I need to possess is the quality of recognizing that Hashem is greater than us, that I have humility when approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that humility allows us, as the Ramban says, to progress from feelings of only anava, but to feelings of Yiras Hashem as well. Have a wonderful Shabbos.